The following is a special presentation of the Radio Affliction. Welcome to another edition of Radio Affliction Classics, this time featuring the best of Stu Griffin. And welcome back to the weekend show. I'm your host, Peter Clay. Hi, how you doing? How's it going? I hope you're having a great weekend, because that's what it's all about. Now, since it's the weekend, and hopefully I don't like to bring up too many crises that have happened over the week or anything like that, but this is kind of important about the recent kind of downsizing in the marketplace lately, especially with the NASDAQ. It's really been taking a beating lately. And so we thought we'd bring in our market analyst here, Stu Griffin. Stu, how's it going today?
It's going just great, Pete.
You can talk into the microphone. That's okay. Don't be afraid of that thing.
I'm not afraid of that microphone, but I like to keep my eye on you. Yeah. Just like I like to keep my eye on the NASDAQ.
There you go, the NASDAQ. Now, Stu, give me a little insight here. What's been going on with it? What's kind of been causing this? Or what do you think the outlook is going to be for the NASDAQ?
I think it's going to go up and down quite a bit.
Okay, thank you very much, Stu Griffin, our market analyst here on The Weekend Show. Let's take a quick break and get back to your tunes here on The Weekend Show.
It's now time for America's favorite radio program, the David Williams Radio Affliction. Sitting in for David Williams, your host, Peter Clay.
Just trust me once more.
Why should I?
I can't think of a reason in the world why you should.
With sports and other useless information, Richard Harrington.
You have a really good sense of humor.
And you have really great
woo-hoo. And with the news, Matt Kendall.
I'm talking!
Now here's your host and modulator of the David Williams Radio Affliction, Peter Clay.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello again, everybody, and this is the David Williams Radio Affliction. I am your host, Peter Clay, causing as much trouble as I can for you and anyone else, because I never get into trouble. Your co-host this afternoon is going to be... Oh, we got a little opening for him here, because every time he's here, we... Oh, that's not it. You hear the song. It must be. It's got to be. Stu Griffin is in the studio, everybody.
Hello, let's Peter.
See, yes.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why I'm not going there.
That's why. So, Stu Griffin is here subbing in for Mr. Harrington today. Welcome to the program, Stu Griffin. We usually have only heard you on the phone with your market reports. And it's good to see you in person, for one thing. And
oh, yes. We're multi-talented. We do the market report. And we also drink beer.
No, that never happens. Not on this show.
No, we wouldn't do that.
No, especially on the air. I mean, hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the David Williams Radio Affliction. Lots of things to talk about today, and we'll get Stu's viewpoints on certain things and all that stuff. But, again, glad to have you here, and good to see that you're doing well. And everything well for you?
Oh, yeah. Everything's just great. The weather has finally turned. I was getting ready to get rid of April, but it turned out we've had a few good days. And I'm thinking about reinstating it, but I was just going to skip it, just totally skip it.
Sure. Well, April's almost done anyway, so you don't have to really worry about it that much anymore.
No, we'll go right directly into the summer. That's
okay.
A good time.
That's okay. I think I just took out one of your channels there, but that's okay.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. You should be back now, but... Because I know you're upset about this, as I am, because there's this big, big lead story today that we're going to talk about on the affliction today. And maybe, people not in just Miami are going to strike today. The fall TV season is being delayed by 2 weeks.
Oh, it's terrible, Pete.
This horrible. NBC's a little upset about it, and this is the reasoning why. Nielsen Media Research has agreed to start the fall season 2 weeks later than normal because of NBC's coverage of the Summer Olympics. And so actually, I instead of turning a negative into a positive, maybe this will give NBC a chance to catch up because of ABC running away with the millionaire thing. What do you think, Stu?
I don't know. I think that the season should probably be delayed as long as possible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and also then NBC is going to have that XFL, too. Did you hear that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So that's the... That's the other thing. Now, the other thing, did you watch the Oscars?
A little bit of it.
A little bit?
Just a little bit.
Can you watch it just for
a little long in the tooth.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd like the thing they did for the
was it the South Park song that they did on there?
Didn't see that part.
That was funny. Yeah, yeah. There was actually, I think there's only one dirty word that they fixed around. But I noticed that they didn't show the creators, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, because I don't know, they came in wearing like Jennifer Lopez dresses that low, and they didn't show them at all during the show. And I was,
you were upset, weren't you, Pete?
I was a little upset about that.
I would be. Yeah,
I know Rick was getting a little turned on, but that's okay. But anyway, what always happens is just the day before the Oscars is the Razzberries. And they were awarded this week, and Wild Wild West won the award, and then I can go along with that.
Oh, absolutely.
But I had a couple other problems with that. Some of the nominations for the worst movie of the year was Big Daddy. Don't got a problem with that. The Haunting. Don't have a problem with that. I thought those are two pretty bad movies. This is where it gets a little thing. What about Blair Witch Project? Do you think that?
I've studiously avoided that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the one that kind of bugs me, though. Not to interrupt you there, sorry.
Well, the shaking of the camera, I guess, from a lot of people that have been to see that thing is just really, it's like going on a roller coaster in the movie, you know, in the movie theater. You're just up and down. I don't know. I never was a good rides person, so I'm not sure I could watch that and not have problems.
Yeah. That's fine. The only one that bothers me, though, Star Wars Episode One was nominated as a...
Fell asleep in that one at the theater.
Did you really?
Absolutely. The only good thing is the... what do they call the motorcycle-like vehicles?
Oh, the pod race.
Yes. I liked that a lot. Yeah. Woke up for that. Went back to sleep again.
What about the towards the end, though, when they had the three fight scenes going on at the same time and all that? You didn't like the lightsaber battle then, too?
Not all that
between
much.
Good and evil. The only thing, there's a couple things about it was, I mean, for one, there was no plot twist to it at all. I mean, I know what this kid's going to become or anything like that. I thought the special effects were great.
Yep.
A little slow at first, but so was the first movie. And I thought that towards the end, the spaceship battle, you know, there could have been a little more fighting. There could have been more destruction there. There could have been more blowing up. But other than that. And now you see here that Jar Jar Binks did win for Worst Supporting Actor. And he wasn't as annoying as I thought he was going to be. But there was one other thing here that kind of that bugged me a little bit was the Worst Supporting Actress went to Denise Richards for The World Is Not Enough, which was the latest James Bond movie. And as we all know, with James Bond women, it's like your first time. They don't have to be good. They just have to be there. And so I think there should have been an exception for that. They couldn't find another worse actress for that. I don't know what the nominations for that were. So anyway.
But we did like the way she looked.
Absolutely. That's what she was there for.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that should be no category for that. So that's a couple. That's how we are going to start out the show today. We'll take a quick break, get back to hit a tune or two, and then we'll get right back to you here on the David Williams Radio Affliction. Hi, this is Peter Clay.
And Rick Erickson.
Join us this weekend for the weekend show, where we'll be playing all your favorite music. We're going to be taking all your listener requests and even answering your voicemail and email.
Don't miss it, because it's going to be a great time.
All right. So join me, Peter Clay.
And me, Rick Harrington.
On the Weekend Show.
Yeah. Anyone can give you a weather forecast, but Rick Harrington gives you accurate, direct, precise predictions.
And we will be experiencing some rain, but I can't be sure when. I would say in the next 2 or 3 days we're bound to get something.
And Rick Harrington will go to any extreme for your weather.
Chance of rain in the next 2 or 3 days for sure. It's got to happen. If I'm going to get up there and do a rain dance, it's going to happen.
And for his weather forecast, Rick Harrington will use the latest technology.
I could just dip my wiener in water and swing it around and see how cold it gets, I suppose.
Accurate, direct, precise predictions. Rick Harrington's weather forecast. Weekdays on the David Williams Radio Affliction and weekends on the Weekend Show. Okay, here we are back on the David Williams Radio Affliction. Pete Clay is here. Stu Griffin, let's hear it for him.
Mediocre round of applause.
Hey.
Studio, Stu Griffin. Stu in the studio.
Stu's studio.
Yeah. I never really liked that song.
No, neither did I. Didn't like him much either. I'm on a kind of negative roll today.
You are. What's up with that, man?
I don't know. It's too nice out. Yeah. Instead, I'm in here doing...
I know, you're in this enclosed studio here, and... But there's some light shining somewhere. I'm not
sure.
Right. I don't know if it's real light or not, but anyway. Did you catch the... Barry Manilow tribute that they did on the Nashville Network of all places?
No. Peter, you know how I feel about Mr. Manilow.
Now, listen to all the people that did this here now. Let's see here. Deanna Carter, never heard of her. Trisha Yearwood, wouldn't have heard of her.
No.
Oh. Now, what songs did they do? I know there was one. There's a song called Lay Me Down, which is off the Trying to Get the Feeling album. Because a lot of his ballads you could turn into country anyway, because they were all...
A lot of his ballads you could turn into jingles.
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper. Now, getting serious here, just for a moment. Because this is a serious subject, and this is a serious show.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And all that stuff. But, Halle Berry turned herself in for the hit-and-run accident. And not that, you know, I... oh, wow, she's my age. Wow. You know,
which would be,
you know, about that age,
right?
Early 30s, and not that I want her to be taken lightly, or do I want her to be severely punished? She's you know, darn thing, but I just would be kind of curious to see, you know, what she looked like in those prison. Anyway, you know, in the
prison
hot sun,
garb.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Picking up garbage, you know.
Shackles.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
I wonder if there's any leather restraints involved in that. You think, Pete?
I don't want to think
would
about
it. Would it be color coordinated?
We might have to take a commercial
break. Maybe an orange
break.
And black thing, you know.
So, Halle, you did the right thing by turning yourself in, and we'll let justice prevail here. We'll see what happens. Maybe she'll be... sentenced to my house. I mean, No. Here's another thing. We talked about James Bond earlier. And this is kind of serious here, too, that a judge has dismissed Thunderball producer Kevin McClory.
Oh, dear.
Dismissed his case that he was actually the co-creator of James Bond, and he should be take part of the pie of the whole James Bond empire. And I'm glad about this. Mr. McClory has been troublesome for quite some time. Before James Bond became the James Bond movies in 62 with Dr. No, Ian Fleming tried to sell the rights to that previously, unsuccessfully, with Thunderball, which he had then wrote with Kevin McClory and another man by the name of Jack Whittingham, I believe. And so that's why when Never Say Never Again came out with Sean Connery in 83, that was him, that troublemaker again, and he made a film at the same time as Roger Moore was being, which Roger Moore won, by the way, even though it was nice to see Sean Connery again. But I'm glad that this was dismissed, and what Sony was going to try and do was Sony was going to try and make their own James Bond series then with Mr. McClory.
Mm.
But they can't now because
he's been... dismissed.
Yeah.
Peter, your knowledge is incredible.
It's vast and really kind
David
of...
David would be proud of you.
David's the man.
Yep.
You know. Just don't talk around Gary Allen, though, because...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's...
It's touchy.
It is. He's a little bitter still, and but it's okay. And but David, he made me what I am, and a reason why we're carrying on with this show. How do you feel about that, Stu?
I'd like a little bit more input on this guy. I mean, how old is he?
Well, age is relative. I mean, because, I mean, how old are we really, you know? And in the whole scope of things, I mean, you know, when man was created, you know, well, we could get into that, too. But we
don't go there.
Yeah. We might offend somebody.
I've questioned you on this before, Pete,
yes, sir.
And I don't get very far when I ask about this gentleman. I'm not sure if he's male or female or if...
Well, no, that, no, obviously, David Williams. How many women do you know named David?
I don't know.
I suppose you could name a girl Davy, though.
Yeah.
You could. That'd be kind of cool.
Jimmy. There's
Is there really?
Women that are Jimmies.
Stupid. But anyway, not to those people who are, that's, I'm
well,
not calling
it,
you stupid, but I'm just saying.
It's a ridiculous comment that I made. I withdraw that. But I still would like to know more about him.
He's, just listen to the show, and it's through him that we...
This is going to be this is going to be like an archaeological dig, isn't it? We're going to have to go down a lot of layers before we learn anything.
Did you hear this, dude, that they found another pyramid? They found a pyramid in Egypt.
Underground?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess it was to bury the queens then, where the other ones were to bury kings and pharaohs and all that. That this was to bury kings. I thought that was kind of interesting. Hmm. I don't know how high it was. I mean, like you said, it was underground, so I thought that was kind of interesting. How do you feel about that?
Didn't hear about that, Pete, but I'm glad to hear that the queens had their own resting place.
Well, you would think so. Yeah. I mean,
you know, you want to keep the kings and queens apart.
Right.
It's drawing cards, just like it is in life. Yeah.
There you go. Philosophical statements by Stu Griffin here on the David Williams. Let's take a quick break. We'll get take a hit of tune there or two, and then we'll get back to you here on the David Williams Radio Affliction.
And now, the 60-second newscast with anchor person Peter Clay, with Rick Harrington playing guitar in the background.
Good evening. I'm Peter Clay for the 60-second newscast. OPEC ignored objections of its second biggest member and agreed to increase oil production. But the amount of new oil flowing into the market might not be enough to bring down gasoline prices in the United States. Stocks stumbled Tuesday after Abby Joseph Cohen, one of Wall Street's most famously bullish analysts, recommended that clients shift some of their investments from stock to cash. The Dow Jones fell almost 90 points, while the NASDAQ fell off almost 125 points. The Supreme Court has sharply curtailed police power to rely on anonymous tips to stop and search people. And in sports, with only four games left in the playoffs, all but out of reach for the third straight season, the New York Rangers cleaned house Tuesday by firing general manager Neil Smith and coach John Buckley. I'm Peter Clay for the 60-second newscast.
When you want to hear a great DJ, you listen to Peter Clay.
And welcome back to the David Williams Radio Affliction. Peter Clay is here. Stu Griffin, say hi to everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. Thank you. One more little issue I want to bring up today. I noticed this. That's not her. That's an old girlfriend. We're looking at my screensaver here. It's got little photos of mine and all that.
But seriously, Pete.
I'm okay here. No, it's all right.
All right. Geez, that can't be her. It's got a long tail.
That's when I was like, oh no, I ruined it now. I hit the keyboard there. All right, anyway.
That's just as well.
it was the lead singer of Aqua, what I was getting to. And she's had, we talked about it on the last show, that she's had breast implants now. And she didn't have to do that for me, but that's okay.
You do like it, though.
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Yeah. Anyway.
Rolling right along.
But now getting back to the next topic here. I first saw this in a newspaper ad, the back page of the front page with Steve Allen. Remember Steve Allen? He's more, you know, around your era.
Oh, absolutely.
He was the first what? What was he the first of?
The Today Show.
Tonight Show.
Tonight Show. Sorry yes. about that. Wrong
That's okay.
Part of the,
I know,
yeah,
but you were close. So he's the spokesperson or the, you know, the celebrity spokesperson for this.
How old is he now? About 108, isn't he?
Oh, he's got to be into his, at least his late 70s, yep. early 80s, if not that. Because, let's see, because his sidekick on The Tonight Show was?
Can't remember.
All right. Gene Rayburn.
Ah, yes.
And
your hero.
He died at 86. So Steve could be in that range. According to a Parents Television Council study, television violence has remained steady over the past 10 years. Well, what they're basically saying is vulgar TV and all that stuff, and violence on television and all that stuff. And just wanted your opinion on that and seeing if that's, you know, is really affecting society at all, or there's other issues involved with that.
The thing I'm waiting to see is how this young generation that's watching the wrestling stuff, that's going to be the big barometer. They're probably going to deal with things a little different. Teachers, they'll be wrestling them, you know.
I guess why I want to, at least would like to talk to them or anything like, maybe having to have them on the show, is if they're referring to network TV or if they're dealing with television in general.
Ah, good point.
My complaint on this would be is not the fact that the B word is being used more than it was in 1989 or pornography, oral sex, kinky sex, homosexuals, or genitalia is the mass media network, not even network TV, but things like CNN and all that. When there's a gun spree on, that they put that on TV right away, and you see these things happening. If that aids to more, you know, violence or these things happening than they used to.
Well, it seems to have been a topic on television ever since it got going. So I don't know. You hear arguments one way with experts and arguments the other way. I think it all boils down to
I know. You've cleared it all up there, Stu.
It's I had a thought, but it left and. I'm left pretty much with nothing, which is what...
It's what you came here with. So,
uh-huh. I'm traveling light, Pete.
Stu Griffin, ladies and gentlemen, he's filling in for Richard Harrington today. Let's take a quick look at the forecast from Gary Allen, and he's saying it's going to be pretty much the same for the next few days. We're looking at mid to upper 60s for the rest of the week and into the 30s and 40s at night. And pretty much sun and everything else. So pretty mild and pretty straight. Right now, 55 downtown, 53 here at the studio at airtime. We'll take a quick break, hit a tune, and then we'll wrap this version up of the David Williams Radio Affliction. And now, Richard Harrington recites one of our favorite books, Plant Doctoring is Fun. And now, Richard Harrington.
Good evening. The bud or blossom. What you have is over a foot long and looks like a pelican, then opens along the breast to disclose a rich, velvety interior, and a more rich odor, both, I assume, most attractive to insects. The sun came out to speed me to Gainesville Sunday afternoon, and I stayed at an entrancing Spanish hotel, built around many courts and gardens. Monday was spent at the experiment station, University of Florida. I met a plant pathologist, first in one, by all others, were called in until we had a round table, not to give me the information I came for, but for them to find out how the plant doctor game worked. They decided they would try it when the legislators put them in the out of business. I discovered
tune in next
that
time for Richard Harrington reciting
and plant pathologists
plant doctoring
working especially on ornamentals
here on the weekend
we're at Leedsburg,
show.
Which
thank
I passed
you
through the day before. But I talked with another.
It's now time for Random Thoughts with Rick and Pete, an unrehearsed session where they just talk about what's ever on their mind at the moment. Here's Rick and Pete.
Hey, Pete, how's it going?
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
So what's up with, blue ceiling fans?
Well, I got to tell you, the reason I got a blue ceiling fan was I saw it. I was looking for a ceiling fan. I wanted
dramatic or
well,
something.
Well, I wanted my room different. I wanted a ceiling fan for one, and two, I just needed something to... So when I first saw it, I was with a friend, and he was like, here's this nice wood-toned one right here, and this would accent the walls here with this color here. And I looked up, and I saw that bright blue thing. I said,
that was it.
That's the one right there. That's why
it's right in the middle of the studio.
Yeah.
A big blue ceiling
fan. Yep, absolutely. So how do you feel about that?
It's blue and it's big and it's obnoxious. And I almost hit my head on it every time I come in. And it you got like 400 watt bulbs on it that burn
that's
my forehead.
That's the thing that bothers
they
me.
They burn my forehead and Matt almost got his hand caught in the other night. He cut
off
a finger.
Well, Matt, he's just going to have to get over it. He's
Matt,
tall.
Yeah, he does have some problems. But that's one thing that's been kind of on my mind.
This has been Random Thoughts with Rick and Pete. Tune in next time when Rick says...
Just another notch in the bedpost.
There you have it. This is the David Williams Radio Affliction. Okay, we're back here on the David Williams Radio Affliction. Back just to say farewell, basically, and to thank Stu Griffin for coming. We really appreciate this and all this stuff. And one thing I haven't said throughout the program, I'll let you respond to that. Thank you, by the way.
Oh, absolutely, Peter. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime you can come in, we appreciate it. And we'll lock the doors. And I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
Send out the dogs.
But Pete said I could come in, really. go to the website. What'd you think of the website, Stu?
Website is looking really good, Pete.
Yeah.
A lot of good information on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's www.radioaffliction.com. And one other thing I would really like to say, some people have actually emailed, and I appreciate this, but put your email address in the thing. It says I'm trying to fix it, and it won't do it. It has my email address or one of my email addresses in there. Just erase that and put in your own, so I know, so I can respond to you. And because I really thank you for listening, and thank you for trying it out. And I'd like to respond to you and send you something nice, maybe in return then too. So please put your email in there, and that's probably the best way to email the show right now. I've been ratting off email addresses in the past, but just go to the site and leave an email in there, and we'll respond back to you. But also, you can voicemail too your dedications and all that. Stu's done that in the past for his reports, even, and that's 1-888-EXCITE2 extension 831 608-831-9073. Almost forgot the number there and all that. Stu, any final words of wisdom for us today, and before we sign off today?
Go out and enjoy the great spring weather, like I'm going to do right now.
Hey, everybody. And so, yeah, why not? Gary Allen says it's going to be a nice day, so get your rain gear ready and all that stuff, and enjoy the day. Thank you for listening to the David Williams Radio Affliction.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this edition of Radio Affliction Classics featuring the best of Stu Griffin. I was your host, Peter Clay. If there's anything else you need, just check out our website at radioaffliction.com. And if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, just send us an email, comments@radioaffliction.com. Stay tuned for more. We got plenty more coming your way. Hey, if you're lost in Wisconsin, I hope you're found soon. At least you know where you are. Don't take any wood nickels. Use your $2 bills. And Pluto is a planet in Illinois. We'll see you next time on the Radio Affliction and Radio Affliction Classics.